talking to Twin Cedars runner Riley Duncan after her third straight appearance at the state meet here in Fort Dodge, and her third straight all-state honor as she finished 12th here today. Riley, I know last week we talked to you after the Pekin meet. You said that one of the big things was being able to represent Twin Cedars and Bussy just in general here at Fort Dodge. It's showing them what you could do. What are those feelings like today?
It feels really good, and it feels good knowing that all the hard work I've put in to get to this point has finally paid off, and I came up here and got that 12th place finish, and that, like you said, representing my school is one of my big reasons, and I love coming up here and being able to stand up there on that podium and know that I'm from Twin Cedars and I got 12th place, and it just feels really good to represent my community and school.
Absolutely, and I know that one of the things that you've prided yourself on is that hard work and the dedication and going out and running the hills and, you know, making sure that you were prepared for this event. How do you feel like that hard work paid off here today at the state meet?
I think it paid off pretty well. I definitely ran just as good as I have in the past. I didn't get worse, so that's a good sign. And knowing that I went out there every day this week, even though I didn't have teammates with me, that's okay. I still went out there, gave 110% effort, and realized that it paid off in the long run.
Yeah, and how did that work this week, going through working, training by yourself, kind of, to get ready for this meet? What was that preparation like coming into this meet, and how did that help prepare you for the feeling of today?
Even though I was the only one running, I didn't use that as an excuse. I still went out there, and I was competing with myself every day. I was competing for time. I wanted to get better, and I knew that the only way I was going to be able to do that was to compete against myself. So I just kept telling myself to get better, and it paid off.
Absolutely, it did. Your third straight all-state appearance as or honor as a junior. You still have one more year to come back and try and do it again. How do you continue to work and try to get better to come back and do even better next year?
I'm definitely going to try to put in more work in the off season. I'll be completely honest. I run during cross-country season and cross-country season only, so I'm going to try to put in some more miles in this off season, and I'm going to come back and, you know, compete, and I hope to come back and get another four-time All-Stater, and that would feel really good to me, and it would mean a lot to me and my school and my community.
Absolutely. Going back to this race today, you know, obviously you've gotten a little bit familiar with this course, but I know that at the last course was a little bit more of a challenge with the hills, not as hilly of a course today, but what was running on this course like?
It was pretty flat, and my thing that I like to do, I like to get out right away, and that's just the way I run and the way that I'll continue to run. That's just what I like to do. So I just used those few hills that they did have to my advantage, and I pushed up them and then pushed right back down them, and then on the straightaways, I just gave it everything I could get.
Absolutely. Riley, thanks for the time. Congratulations on yet another All-State honor here, your third one in just 3 years of running. We look forward to seeing what you can do in the future, and look forward to the rest of your high school career, as you still have 2 years worth of athletics to go. So thanks for the time, and we'll look forward to seeing what the future holds.
Thank you.